Hello and welcome to Rancho Cucamonga, California for game one between your visiting Fresno Grizzlies and the hometown Rancho Cucamonga Quakes. We have morning baseball today here at Rancho Cucamonga at Lone Mart Field. However you're listening and wherever you're listening, thanks for tuning in right here on stream, guys, FresnoGrizzlies.com and the Bally Live app. My name is Stephen Rice, and I'll bring you the play-by-play between the single-A affiliate, Colorado Rockies, the Fresno Grizzlies, and the single-A affiliate of the Dodgers, the Rancho Cucamonga Quakes. A battle between two very good teams, and it's the first matchup between a Northern Division foe and a Southern Division foe. Fresno comes in with a record of 6-3. They are first place in the California League Northern Division standings at 6-3. They have a one-game lead over both the Modesto Nuts and the San Jose Giants, while the Rancho Cucamonga Quakes, they are 5-4. They are second place in the South Division in the California League standings. They are two games back of the Lake Elsinore Storm in that division, and these two teams will meet for a six-game series here at Lone Mart Field. It's Education Day, so that's why we're playing at 11 a.m. today here at Lone Mart Field. A six-game series will have four straight night games before we will finish up with a day game on Sunday. And boy, we have a great pitching matchup for you as well. For the Grizzlies, it's the left-hander Caleb Franzen. He'll get the ball, an 0-1 record with a 6.75 ERA. He'll take on Rancho Cucamonga's right-hand pitcher, Peyton Martin, who has no record and no ERA as well. So it should be a good pitching matchup for you. But the Fresno Grizzlies coming off a series win over the Stockton Ports, taking 4 out of 6 from Stockton, including the final 3 games against the Ports. And on Sunday, it was a 12-11 and 11 innings thriller as the Grizzlies held on to beat the Ports. A walk-off wild pitch scored Luis Mendez, and that is how that game ended on Sunday. E.J. Andrews Jr. had 2 home runs. Ryan Ritter had his first home run in a Grizzlies uniform. Luis Mendez had 3 runs in that game, and he scored the game-winning run as well. Carlos Torres got the win, the loss to Aaron Cone. 3 hours and 24 minutes on Sunday, and the Grizzlies are right back in action. Got in late last night to Rancho Cucamonga as the team gets set, and we have a great matchup for you. Well, prior to today's game, I actually got to sit down with the starting pitcher for the Fresno Grizzlies today, left-hand pitcher Caleb Franzen. And Franzen and I got to talk about his time playing at the University of Portland. We also got to talk to Franzen about making his home opener, or his first start with the Grizzlies home opener. And we also talked about a cruise that changed Franzen's whole baseball career. When we come back right after this break, we'll have that interview with Caleb Franzen right after this. You're listening to the Grizzlies pregame show here on Stream Guys, FresnoGrizzlies.com, and the Bally Live app. We'll be back.
Baseball fans, introducing Bally Live, the only app where minor league baseball fans can score major rewards. When you stream your favorite teams live, you'll score rewards. When you chat with friends during a watch party, you'll score rewards. And when you test your skills at trivia, you'll score rewards. Being a fan of minor leagues has never been so rewarding. So what are you waiting for? Download Bally Live for free from the app or Play Store and start scoring rewards today.
Interview with Grizzlies left-hand pitcher Caleb Franzen in 3, 2, 1. I bring in one of the starting pitchers for the Fresno Grizzlies, Caleb Franzen. Thanks for joining me.
Hey, how's it going? It's good to be here.
So first question, you grew up in Oregon and you had a really good high school career, but I want to talk about that no-hitter that you threw in Oregon.
So it was kind of a dream come true moment. That senior year was probably one of the most fun years of baseball I've ever played. I played with some of my best friends. I still talk to them daily almost. But I believe that game, I knew it was potentially my last time throwing in high school, and I wanted it to be something special. And I ended up throwing a no-hitter. It was 0-0 all the way into the seventh. I managed to pull out the the no hitter, and my best friend, his name's Garrett Wianco, ended up getting the walk off run on a walk off single down the line. So it was a pretty unreal moment. It's probably still one of my top moments of all time.
So, I mean, besides that, you know, growing up in Oregon, can you tell the fans a little bit about where you grew up and kind of your lifestyle growing up as well?
Yeah, I grew up in West Lynn. It's a really nice place. It's a suburb about, I want to say, 20 to 30 minutes outside of Portland. Amazing coaches, amazing schools. It was kind of a powerhouse when we were kids for baseball. So it was fun growing up in a winning culture because I think that helps promote winning as you go out through all the levels. Really competitive. My parents really supported me all the way through stuff. They always pushed me to take those AP classes. They always pushed me to try and go above and beyond because they said if you do that, you'll set yourself up good for the future.
So let's talk a little bit about your future. So you went to the University of Portland, mm-hmm. but you kind of were there in unorthodox situation. Can you tell the fans a little bit about that as well?
Yeah, so I actually ended up committing there after that no-hitter I threw against Bend in the playoffs in high school, which was my last ever game that I threw in. And they offered me a walk-on spot, and I really didn't have any other options. And I knew if I got there, I could potentially help the team win, and I thought I would have an opportunity to play. So I ended up sticking it out there, and within that first freshman year, I still came in. I think I was throwing like 82 to 85. Like, by no means did I think I was ever going to start or even get any innings that year. And I remember we talked about this a little bit on Media Day, but we broke off for winter break, and my family had a cruise planned for about 2 years. So that winter break, we hopped on a cruise ship, and we went down through different parts of Mexico. And there wasn't really a gym on that cruise ship, so I didn't really know what I could do to get my lifting in. So I ended up just doing a lot of mobility and stretching stuff, and I would look up like mobility routines and just ways to become more flexible. Because if I can't lift, I might as well stretch. And we finished our cruise, and I think I threw on the sands of the beaches like twice or three times. And we get back to school, and that first bullpen that I came back, I just remember throwing, and I felt pretty good. And the coaches had come up to me afterwards, and they were like, "What did you do during winter break?" And I told them, I was like, "I went on a cruise, and like we had a good time." And they had told me that day I was sitting like 87 to 90 in my bullpen, which is about 5 to 6 miles an hour harder than I normally sit, especially in a bullpen setting. And I couldn't believe it. And like everyone kept asking me, they were like, "What'd you do? What'd you do? What'd you do?" And I just told them, I was like, "I stretched. Like that's all I did is I just stretched." And I learned how to get a little bit more mobile, and I guess that unlocked some of my body. And from there, I ended up keep creeping up in velo. And I wanted to attribute a lot of that to mobility and just being able to get in positions that you need to.
So if you hear that, fans, make sure you're stretching. It can actually help you a little bit. So then now you have a chance to play professional baseball. Can you tell me about that draft moment being drafted by the Rockies?
It was unreal. It was, especially considering, like I said, coming on as a walk-on to Portland, like, all I really wanted was an opportunity to play baseball in college. It had never even crossed my mind that I would have a chance at even playing professionally. And then as my junior year of college came around, as people started talking to me as I made another jump, it really started to set in that I had a real shot at being able to play. And it's kind of like a double-edged sword because, like, that junior year, I think I had a little bit of ups and downs. I think I underperformed expectations a little bit. But, I realized, like, looking back at it, like, I think I was being too hard on myself. Like, when you get told that you're going to be drafted, or, like, if you play well, you're going to be handed money or something like that, I think it's very easy, especially for a 20-year-old kid, to start getting into their own head and start getting, like, not self-conscious, but I think, like, there's some doubt that you have after outings.
Yeah.
Where, like, say you don't have your best performance or you don't have your best stuff. In my head, I kind of went to some dark places where I was like, my draft stock's falling. And it's like, it was just a bad mindset that you can't bring to the team. But I mean, once my name was called, kind of all of that got flushed away. It's like, at the end of the day now, it really doesn't matter whether I went in the first round or whether I went in the 20th. Like, I have an opportunity, and as long as you can make the most of the opportunity, it's basically just like UP again. I got a chance, now I just got to go out there and prove it again.
And seeing, I think when you have a chip on your shoulder, it really allows you to kind of perform really well too, but your career has now, done very well, and now your first ever start here in Fresno was in front of a great crowd for opening night here at Chancy Park. How was that for you? Probably the biggest crowd you've been a part of?
Unreal, yeah. Definitely the biggest crowd I've ever been a part of. Probably 3 to 4 times the biggest crowd. I love it. I'm all for it. I know sometimes some pitchers don't like seeing some of the in-between innings shenanigans that go on, like the races or that, but I'm all for it. Like, I love, like, we play this sport for the fans. Like, at the end of the day, we can't do it without them. So, I mean, I want them to have fun at the game. Yeah. And, of course, it's always more fun when the home team wins. So that's our goal of competing every day and getting better. But at the same time, I think those things in between innings that are needed because it keeps the game fun.
And then finally, what can fans expect from you for the rest of the season?
They're going to expect a lot of smiles. I think I'm a pretty silly guy. I like to have a good time. But when I get on the mound, I think they're going to expect someone's going to go out there and try and give their team the best chance to win every time.
Well, this was a lot of fun. Thank you for sitting down on this, and we'll talk more sometime soon. Caleb Franzen, ladies and gentlemen.
Right,
that cruiser is pure gold.
Right you are, Daddy-O. Chuck Chancy Gold. It's the $600,000 cruising Camaro giveaway.
Holy moly.
You can win a share of $46,000 every week. And on April 28th, the luckiest cat around will win a share of $47,600 or a new Camaro.
That is one classy chest.
Only at Chuck Chancy Gold Resort and Casino.
Feel the fun.
Take your fuel-efficient Toyota to the next level with a fresh set of new tires and get the fourth for only $1. Not only will new tires maximize the MPG of your Toyota, but they'll also help you stay safe out there on the open road. Experience peace of mind and savings today. For a limited time at your local Toyota dealer, when you buy 3 new tires, you'll get the fourth for only $1. So stop by your local Toyota dealer now. Toyota, let's go places. Restrictions apply. Toyota and Scion vehicles only. See participating Toyota dealers for details. Offer ends May 1st.
Welcome back to Lone Mart Field here in Rancho Cucamonga, California for the series opener between your Fresno Grizzlies and the hometown Rancho Cucamonga Quakes. Welcome back to the broadcast booth. My name is Stephen Rice. However you're listening and wherever you're listening, thanks for joining us for Education Day here in Rancho Cucamonga. 11 a.m. first pitch. So if you have your coffee, you have your morning bagel, come join us for some Grizzlies baseball today. A great pitching matchup, and we thank the left-hander for the Grizzlies who starts today, Caleb Franzen, for joining us on the pregame show. What a nice kid as well. Really cool when you hear that it just takes a little bit of stretching and you could gain about 5 miles per hour on your fastball. So again, we thank Caleb Franzen for joining us on the pregame show. And I also want to give a big shout out. Happy birthday to our director of marketing and communications, Jonathan Bravo, listening back in Fresno. Happy birthday. Make sure that you get a cake in the face. If not, I guess I'll have to do it when I come back in town. So again, welcome back to Lone Mart Field. Game 1 of 6 between the visiting Fresno Grizzlies and the Rancho Cucamonga Quakes. The Grizzlies come in with a record of 6-3, while Rancho Cucamonga come in with a record of 5-4. The Grizzlies have won 3 in a row, and they have a 24 run differential as well. So now it's time for our starting lineups presented by Toyota. And first we'll start with the Fresno Grizzlies, who have come with a record of 6-3, first place in the California League Northern Division. And Steve Solis will have this lineup. Leading off, third base, number 23, Andy Perez. Batting second, the catcher, number 7, Cody Huff. Batting third, the first baseman, number 3, Bryant Betancourt. Batting fourth, the center fielder, number 1, Jesus Bugarin. Batting fifth, the shortstop, number 4, Ryan Ritter. Batting fifth, shortstop, number 4, Ryan Ritter. Batting sixth, the DH, number 10, Jake Snyder. Batting seventh, the right fielder, number 29, Robbie Martin. Batting eighth, the left fielder, number 28, E.J. Andrews Jr. And batting ninth, the second baseman, Luis Mendez. So Andy Perez leading things off. Cody Huff hits second. Brian Betancourt hits third. He's the first baseman. Jesus Bugreen in center. He'll hit fourth. Ryan Ritter, the shortstop, hits fifth. Jake Snyder, the DH, hits sixth. The right fielder, Robbie Martin, hits seventh. E.J. Andrews Jr. hits eighth. He's the left fielder. And batting ninth, the second baseman, Luis Mendez. And on the bump for your Grizzlies is the left-hander, number 26, Caleb Franzen. He comes in with a record of 0-1, a 6.75 ERA. This is his second start in a Grizzlies uniform. And now for the hometown Rancho Cucamonga Quakes, under manager John Shoemaker. And it looks like this. Batting first, the second baseman, number 16, Ryan Doncon. Batting second, the center fielder, number 9, Chris Newell. Batting third, the third baseman, number 23, Kyle Nevin. He is actually the most recent Cal League Player of the Week. Batting fourth, the left fielder, number 6, Nick Bittison. Batting fifth, the catcher, number 44, Jesus Galiz. Batting sixth, the right fielder, number 22, Juan Alonso. Batting seventh, the designated hitter, number 34, Jorge Puerta. Batting eighth, the first baseman, number 5, Dayton Dooney. And batting ninth, the shortstop, number 13, Jose Izarra. And on the bump for Rancho Cucamonga is the right-hander, number 3, Peyton Martin. He is making his second appearance. No record, no ERA. He threw 3 innings of perfect baseball in his first outing against the Visalia Rawhide. So that's the pitching matchup. Those are the starting lineups. As we get set for first pitch, Education Day here in Rancho Cucamonga. A very chilly morning so far, but it's going to warm up later this week. And we'll see if the Grizzlies can stay hot as they've won 3 in a row, first place in the California League Northern Division. We'll be back. We have National Anthem and first pitch and then Grizzlies baseball. Stay tuned right here on Stream Guys, FreslerGrizzlies.com and the Bally Live app.
Take your fuel-efficient Toyota to the next level with a fresh set of new tires and get the fourth for only $1. Not only will new tires maximize the MPG of your Toyota, but they'll also help you stay safe out there on the open road. Experience peace of mind and savings today. For a limited time at your local Toyota dealer, when you buy 3 new tires, you'll get the fourth for only $1. So stop by your local Toyota dealer now. Toyota, let's go places. Restrictions apply. Toyota and Scion vehicles only. See participating Toyota dealers for details. Offer ends May 1st.
There's a weekend in July where the baseball world revolves around a village in upstate New York. Baseball Hall of Fame Induction Weekend in Cooperstown is an unforgettable experience filled with family-friendly activities and priceless moments. Make your plans today for July 21st through the 24th for the induction of Fred McGriff and Scott Rowland as the class of 2023. Visit baseballhall.org today for the entire schedule. See you in Cooperstown, where the journey becomes legend.
They say consistency is the key to success. They weren't wrong. So how about grabbing a beer that's consistently smooth, consistently refreshing, and consistently light? You might just find that the road to success can be pretty enjoyable. Michelob Ultra, the perfect balance of taste and refreshment, and only 2.6 carbs and 95 calories. It's only worth it if you enjoy it. Enjoy responsibly. Anheuser-Busch Michelob Ultra Light Beer, St. Louis, Missouri.
Don't miss one of the biggest events ever at Chuck Chancy Park as Taco Truck Throwdown presents Tequila Fest. It's all going down Saturday, May 20th in downtown Fresno, featuring headliners T.I., Rick Ross, and Lil Jon. You do not want to miss the biggest tequila festival in the state with tastings, food trucks, vendors, and much, much more. With an event this big, it's no surprise tickets are going fast. So grab yours now at TequilaFestFresno.com or by visiting the Chuck Chancy Park ticket office. Yeah!
Grab the keys to a new Toyota. Fun is in full bloom this spring. Longer days mean longer drives. Seize the season in a brand new Toyota. Get low 3.99% APR financing on 2023 RAV4, Corolla, Highlander, and Camry.
No, grab the keys, come on, let's go.
Toyota, let's go places. Offer available through TFS to buyers with premium rated credit. Excludes hybrids and RAV4 Prime ends 5/2/23.
Welcome back to Lone Mart Field here in Rancho Cucamonga, California, the series opener between your Fresno Grizzlies and the hometown Rancho Cucamonga Quakes. Fourth game on the road this season for Fresno, and the first time they'll be out here to Rancho, and actually the only time they'll visit Lone Mart Field in the regular season, but two very, very good teams about to battle one another. Education Day here at Lone Mart Field. We got a bunch of kids sitting a couple rows in front of me, so should be a lot of fun for today's action. A great pitching matchup, as we've talked about, between left-hander Caleb Franzen and the right-hander in Peyton Martin. Steve Solis and John Shoemaker talking to the umpires about the ground rules. Our home plate umpire today is David Sabal, and at the bases is Tatum Littleton. First time both of these umpires have seen the Grizzlies. So Steve Solis getting acquainted with both of these guys. The Grizzlies are in their red uniforms. They have the F/cap today. While Rancho Cucamonga, they are wearing their blue uniforms. They also have the blue caps as well. They are in the white pants. John Shoemaker, one of the best in the business, he is all decked out in his uniform as well. So should be a lot of fun for today. As we said, morning baseball, 11 a.m. The Grizzlies will also be playing at 11 a.m. next week as well on ESPN, so make sure you tune in for that. We have a lot of great promotions down the pipeline at home this season, so stay tuned to our social media, Fresno Grizzlies. You can also go to our website, FresnoGrizzlies.com. Get your tickets now. We'll talk about all the promotions later on in the broadcast as well, so make sure you get your tickets now. We also have a lot of non-baseball events down the pipeline, so make sure you tune into those commercials we have for it, and also we'll talk about it on the broadcast as well. The Grizzlies have won three games in a row after beating the Stockton Ports 4 out of 6. They are 6-3 on the season, and the last game against Stockton, boy, was it a doozy. 12-11, Fresno won in 11 innings. They walked off on a wild pitch. It was second baseman Luis Mendez giving the team their second comeback win of the season. Both of the comebacks ended in extra inning wins. The Grizzlies enjoyed their first 2023 walk-off win as well. They had 7 all of last season. The Grizzlies had 6 extra base hits of their 7 total hits in that game. They had a 7-6 lead heading into the ninth inning before the Ports scored 3 runs in the frame. Fresno tied the game with 2 outs in the bottom half of the ninth after a dropped fly ball in left field botched by the left fielder Colby Thomas. Stockton and Fresno traded runs in the 10th to keep the game going, and then finally in the 11th, Stockton netted a run to take an advantage. Fresno, once again, the comeback claws were out, scoring 2 runs and winning the contest. They also held on to win the series. All right, the managers are done at the plate, which means we get set for the national anthem in first pitch as we'll get ready for that one again. Great, great game ready to go as the PA announcer is starting to tell us what's going on. Crowd slowly filing in. The kids that are here for Education Day are here as well. Should be a great morning for baseball. We'll be right back with the national anthem right after this. You're listening to Grizzlies Baseball on stream, guys, FresnoGrizzlies.com and the Bally Live app.
Baseball fans, introducing Bally Live, the only app where minor league baseball fans can score major rewards. When you stream your favorite teams live, you'll score rewards. When you chat with friends during a watch party, you'll score rewards. And when you test your skills at trivia, you'll score rewards. Being a fan of minor leagues has never been so rewarding. So what are you waiting for? Download Bally Live for free from the App or Play Store and start scoring rewards today.
Oh, man, dig those wheels.
Cool ride, right?
That cruiser is pure gold.
Right you are, Daddy-O. Chuck Chansey Gold. It's the $600,000 cruising Camaro giveaway.
Holy moly.
You can win a share of $46,000 every week. And on April 28th, the luckiest cat around will win a share of $47,600 or a new Camaro.
That is one classy chess.
Only at Chuck Chansey Gold Resort and Casino.
Feel the fun.
Ladies and gentlemen, it is time for our
a great national anthem to get us started for today's morning action between the Fresno Grizzlies and the hometown Rancho Cucamonga Quakes. Welcome back to Lone Mart Field as we get set for baseball between the visiting Fresno Grizzlies and the hometown Rancho Cucamonga Quakes. My name is Stephen Rice. However you're listening and wherever listening, thanks for tuning in on stream, guys, FresnoGrizzlies.com and the Bally Life app. The right-hander, Peyton Martin, starts getting ready as he'll take on this lineup for Fresno. Leading off, the third baseman, Andy Perez. Batting second, the catcher, Cody Huff. Batting third, the first baseman, Bryant Betancourt. Batting fourth, the center fielder, Jesus Bugarin. Batting fifth, the shortstop, number four, Ryan Ritter. Batting sixth, designated hitter, Jake Snyder. Batting seventh, the right fielder, Robbie Martin. Batting eighth, the left fielder, E.J. Andrews Jr. Batting ninth, the second baseman, Luis Mendez. And on the bump for the Grizzlies is the left-hander, Caleb Franzen. So Perez, Huff, Betancourt, Bugarin, Ritter, Snyder, Martin, Andrews Jr., Mendez, and our pregame guest, Caleb Franzen, gets the ball for Fresno under first-year manager Steve Solis, his third year with the Grizzlies as a coach, first year at the helm, as lefty Andy Perez will stride to the plate as we get set for first pitch here at Lone Mart Field. So Andy Perez right here is from the full windup. Here comes Martin. And the first pitch is fouled off, and we are underway here at Lone Mart Field. The count 0-1 to Andy Perez. Here's the second pitch to Perez. And it is a high chopper foul towards the Grizzlies dugout. And the count at 0-2. First pitch right at 11 a.m. today. Here comes the 0-2. As it's a high fly ball to right field. On his horse is the right fielder. And that is caught by Alonso for the first out. Perez gave it a ride. But Martin out there in right center making the play. As here comes the catcher in Cody Huff. 57 degrees. It is overcast here at Lone Mart Field. 6 mile per hour winds out to right. As here is the catcher, Cody Huff, and the first pitch to him is a fastball high. And the count of 1-1, no strikes. Huff comes in, 429 average, 1 home run, 10 RBI, a 1.055 OPS. Here's the next pitch, and that is a off-speed pitch that clips the inner half of the plate. And the count of 1-1. Only series here at Lone Mart Field for the Grizzlies as the 1-1 is inside and Huff darts out of the way in the count at 2-1. First two off-speed pitches we've seen from the right-hander in Martin. Here comes the 2-1. And as a high chopper towards the third base coach's box and foul in the count at 2-2. Steve Solis is the third base coach for Fresno. Over at first is the bench coach Cesar Galvez. As Cody Huff takes time there. Cody Huff, a product of Stanford. As here comes the 2-2. And that pitch is outside. And the count now at 3-2. Here comes the 3-2. And that is called strike three. An off-speed pitch down the zone, and Huff called out on strikes. First strikeout for Martin, second out of the inning. And here comes the first baseman, Bryant Betancourt. As the first pitch to Betancourt is a strike that hits the outer half of the plate, and the count at 0-1. Here comes the 0-1 to Betancourt. And that is low. And the count at 1-1 to Bryant Betancourt. Betancourt hitting 250, a 548 OPS, no home runs, one RBI. As here comes the 1-1. And Betancourt fouls it off at the plate in the count at 1-2. Betancourt, one of the intriguing prospects in the Rockies system, was a DSL All-Star in both at the halfway point and in the postseason. A very good hitter. The real question is if he's going to be a catcher or a first baseman. As here's the pitch, and it's high and away, and the count now at 2-2. He is at first base today. We have seen him behind the plate twice. Really like him over at first base, as here comes the 2-2. And that's a high pop-up. That's going to go to center field. It'll be the center fielder, Newell, coming in, and he will make the catch to end the inning. Grizzlies go down 1-2-3 in the top of the first. We head to the bottom of the first. You're listening to Grizzlies Baseball on Stream Guys, FresnoGrizzlies.com, and the Bally Live app. We'll be back.
Baseball fans, introducing Bally Live, the only app where minor league baseball fans can score major rewards. When you stream your favorite teams live, you'll score rewards. When you chat with friends during a watch party, you'll score rewards. And when you test your skills at trivia, you'll score rewards. Being a fan of minor leagues has never been so rewarding. So what are you waiting for? Download Bally Live for free from the App or Play Store and start scoring rewards today.
Oh, man, dig those wheels.
Cool ride, right?
That cruiser is pure gold.
Right you are, Daddy-O. Chuck Chansey Gold. It's the $600,000 cruising Camaro giveaway.
Holy moly.
You can win a share of $46,000 every week. And on April 28th, the luckiest cat around will win a share of $47,600 or a new Camaro.
That is one classy chess.
Only at Chuck Chansey Gold Resort and Casino.
Feel the fun.
Welcome back to Rancho Cucamonga, California at Lone Mart Field. Bottom of the first, no score between Fresno and Rancho Cucamonga. It's Chuck Chansey's $600,000 cruising Camaro giveaway. Play and earn drawing tickets daily. Drawings every Thursday and Friday, where you can win a share of $46,000 every week. Grand finale on April 28th, where one winner will drive away in a brand new Chevy Camaro. Only at Chuck Chansey Gold Resort and Casino. And we thank Chuck Chansey Gold Resort and Casino here in the bottom of the first for being a proud sponsor of your Fresno Grizzlies. Caleb Franzen gets the ball for Fresno as the left-hander will take on Ryan Doncone to lead things off. And the first pitch from him is a fastball right back to the netting. And the count at 0-1. Center fielder Chris Newell will hit second. Kyle Nevin, the California League Player of the Week, will hit third. Nick Bittison will hit fourth. Here comes the pitch from Franzen. That swung on and missed. A good pitch that was outside. And the count at 0-2. As Franzen once again looks in for the sign. He has what he likes, and the pitch is in the dirt. And the count now at 1-2. Franzen, this is his second start. 0-1, a 6.75 ERA. As the left-hander winds and deals, here's the 1-2. And it's a high fly ball to center. Boo Green races back, plenty of room, and he will make the catch for the first out. Doncone retired. As we bring up the center fielder, Chris Newell. Doncone was hitting 256, by the way, with two home runs. As here comes Chris Newell. He's a lefty. One of only two non-righties in the Rancho Cucamonga lineup. The other one is Dayton Dooney. So here's Newell. And the first pitch on the lefty-lefty is a high pop-up. This is going to drift into foul territory, but the first baseman, Betancourt, now in fair territory, will make the catch right near the first base bag. Two batters, two outs, and it'll bring up the third baseman in Kyle Nevin. So Nevin just earned himself California League Player of the Week. He has hit safely in eight straight games after going hitless on opening night. Kyle Nevin has been one of the best hitters in all of baseball. So congrats to him winning California League Player of the Week as the first pitch from Franzen's fouled to the backstop. Quickly 0-1. The Grizzlies in the reds. Rancho are in the blue, so nice little eye-popping jerseys today. Education Day here at Lone Mart Field as here comes the 0-1, and it's in there for a called strike of the count at 0-2. As Franzen looking for a 1-2-3 inning. Franzen working quick, and here comes his 0-2. And it is outside, and the count of 1-2 just missed. Good location from the left-hander. As Nevin, by the way, 486 average, 1.207 OPS. No home runs yet for him as that pitch is a high chopper to the third baseman, Perez. Perez on a bounce over to first Betancourt and a 1-2-3 inning for both sides. We head to the top of the second. No score here at Lone Mart Field. We'll be back on stream, guys. FresnoGrizzlies.com and the Bally Live app.
$47,600 or a new Camaro.
That is one classy chess.
Only at Chuck Chansey Gold Resort and Casino.
Feel the fun.
Take your fuel-efficient Toyota to the next level with a fresh set of new tires and get the fourth for only a dollar. Not only will new tires maximize the MPG of your Toyota, but they'll also help you stay safe out there on the open road. Experience peace of mind and savings today. For a limited time at your local Toyota dealer, when you buy three new tires, you'll get the fourth for only a dollar. So stop by your local Toyota dealer now. Toyota, let's go places. Restrictions apply. Toyota and Scion vehicles only. See participating Toyota dealers for details. Offer ends May 1st.
There's a weekend in July where the baseball world revolves around a village in upstate New York. Baseball Hall of Fame Induction Weekend in Cooperstown is an unforgettable experience filled with family-friendly activities and priceless moments. Make your plans today for July 21st through the 24th for the induction of Fred McGriff and Scott Rowland as the class of 2023. Visit baseballhall.org today for the entire schedule. See you in Cooperstown, where the journey becomes legend.
Welcome back to Lone Mart Field. Top of the second. No score between Fresno and Rancho Cucamonga. As Jesus Bugarin steps into play, and the first pitch is a slider outside. And it's swung on a miss by Bugarin in the count at 0-1. Bugarin, a 257 average. No home runs as he swings and misses. And quickly behind 0-2. Against the right-hander in Peyton Martin. 6 feet, 170 pounds for the right-hander. As that pitch is up the middle, just past the pitcher. Second baseman trying to hurry the throw. And he gets Bugarin by a step. Good play from Don Cone. And that is an out. As Bugarin is retired. 4-3, the pitcher did not touch it, I believe. As we'll bring up the shortstop in Ryan Ritter. For the right-hander, Martin, born on May 19th, 2004, a 17th-round draft pick by the Dodgers in 2022 out of West Forsyth High School in Clemens, North Carolina. As that is a great off-speed pitch in there for a call strike. The count at 0-1, 86 on the gun. And quickly working fast against Ryan Ritter, who hit his first home run on Sunday for the Grizzlies as that pitch is skied and out of play. And the count at 0-2, 94 right there to Ryan Ritter. Here's the next pitch. And that is skied out to right field, but very playable for Alonzo. And Alonzo now, two outs to him. As we bring up the designated hitter in Jake Snyder, who's probably been the hottest hitter in the Grizzlies lineup. 10th in minor league baseball with a 480 batting average. Actually, 7th overall with a 480 batting average. The Grizzlies rank 11th in minor league baseball with a 287 batting average through 9 games. So as a team, doing very well, but Snyder leading the charge as the first pitch is a fastball outside. The count of 1-0. Here comes the 1-0. And it's up the middle. Base hit to center field. Snyder is the first hit of the game. And he continues to stay hot at the plate. So Snyder reaches here with two outs. And here comes the right fielder in Robbie Martin. So Snyder now has hit safely in 8 straight games, 13 for 26, 3 doubles, 5 RBIs, and 6 runs for him. As here comes Robbie Martin. Martin had a key RBI late in the game on Sunday. As that pitch is lined to center field, first pitch swinging. Snyder hustles. He will stop at second base. The throw is all the way to the catcher by the center fielder in Newell. So now first and second with 2 outs, and here comes probably the hottest hitter in the Grizzlies lineup as of late. It's left fielder E.J. Andrews Jr. Andrews Jr. has gone deep 3 times over his past 2 games. He only had 4 home runs all of last season, and all 3 of his home runs at Chancy Park were monster shots. So first and second, 2 outs. Righty-righty matchup. Here comes the pitch from Martin, and that ball is going to get to the backstop. Taking third is Snyder, taking second is Martin. So now second and third with 2 outs, and all of a sudden E.J. Andrews has 2 runners in scoring position and trying to give the Grizzlies an early lead. For Peyton Martin, who makes his second start, Martin fired 3 scoreless and hitless innings and a no decision in his previous outing. So his first 2 hits allowed this season coming against the Grizzlies. Here's the pitch to EJ, and it's on the inner half of the plate, called a strike. And the count is at 1-1. It is a pass ball officially to Galese. So second and third, 2 outs. Here's the pitch. And an off-speed pitch that just misses inside. The count at 2-1. Trying to go back-to-back right there on EJ Andrews. Andrews Jr. is from Long Beach, California, so kind of a homecoming for him. Family will be here this series, he says. So he's very excited. Here comes the 2-1, and that is swung on and missed. The count at 2-2. A fastball that gets right past the bat of him. 96 on the gun here at Lone Mart Field. So count now 2-2 to EJ Andrews Jr. Here's the pitch to the former Fresno State Bulldog, and it's the slider outside. Good eye right there. The count at 3-2. Plate awareness, a big part of what the Grizzlies have been trying to do at the plate. Hitting coach Trevor Burmeister mentioning that. As here comes their 3-2, and that is fouled again, and the count remain at 3-2. 93 right there from the right-hander Martin. Good young right-hander for Peyton Martin. We'll see a lot of really good pitchers for the Quakes in this series. Maddox Bruns gets the start tomorrow. One of the best pitchers in the system for the Dodgers, a left-hander. Very similar to Clayton Kershaw tomorrow. Here comes the 3-2. And that's a high fly ball to center field, but it's going to be playable. Who's it going to be? It's actually going to be the shortstop, Izarra, ranging back. He'll make the catch, and that ends the inning. The Grizzlies lead 2 runners stranded as we head to the bottom of the second. You're listening to Grizzlies Baseball right here on Stream Guys, FresnoGrizzlies.com, and the Bally Live app.
Grab the keys to a new Toyota. Fun is in full bloom this spring. Longer days mean longer drives. Seize the season in a brand new Toyota. Get low 3.99% APR financing on 2023 RAV4, Corolla, Highlander, and Camry. Toyota, let's go places. Offer available through TFS to buyers with premium-rated credit. Excludes hybrids and RAV4 Prime and S5223.
Don't miss one of the biggest events ever at Chuck Chancy Park as Taco Truck Throwdown presents Tequila Fest. It's all going down Saturday, May 20th in downtown Fresno, featuring headliners T.I., Rick Ross, and Lil Jon. You do not want to miss the biggest tequila festival in the state with tastings, food trucks, vendors, and much, much more. With an event this big, it's no surprise tickets are going fast. So grab yours now at TequilaFestFresno.com or by visiting the Chuck Chancy Park ticket office.
They say consistency is the key to success. They weren't wrong. So how about grabbing a beer that's consistently smooth, consistently refreshing, and consistently light? You might just find that the road to success can be pretty enjoyable. Michelob Ultra, The perfect balance of taste and refreshment and only 2.6 carbs and 95 calories. It's only worth it if you enjoy it. Enjoy responsibly. Anheuser-Busch Michelob Ultra Light Beer, St. Louis, Missouri.
Welcome back to Lone Mart Field here in Rancho Cucamonga, California. 0-0 as we're in the bottom of the second. Caleb Franzen back out for another inning of work. He'll take on 4-5-6 in the Quakes lineup. As the first pitch from the left-hander is a called strike to Nick Bittison, the left fielder, who comes in hitting 160. No home runs, a 460 OPS. Here comes the 0-1 from Franzen, and it's lined down the third baseline and foul in the count at 0-2. Yellow Dog Signs and Graphics is your one-stop shop for all custom-made signs, banners, wraps, and graphics here in the Central Valley. When you choose Yellow Dog, you're choosing premium, high-quality products and excellent customer service, all at a competitive price point. You can visit yellowdoggraphics.com to request a free quote or give them a call at 559-435-6263 today. Yellow Dog Signs and Graphics, bring your best ideas to life. The count 0-2, here's the pitch from Franzen, and it's again fouled towards the Dodgers dug, or the Quakes dugout, and the count at 0-2. So here in the bottom of the second, we thank Yellow Dog Signs and Graphics for being a proud sponsor of your Fresno Grizzlies. Here's the next pitch to Bittison. That ball is low, and the count now at 1-2. As Caleb Franzen on the bump for Fresno. As here comes the pitch, and it is low. And the count now 2-2. Franzen bats left, throws left. He is 6'3", 200 pounds, 21 years old, born on June 10th, 2001, in Phoenix, Arizona, but spent the majority of his livelihood in Oregon, as you heard on the pregame show today. Drafted in the 12th round out of the University of Portland by the Rockies. As here comes a 3-ball, 2-strike pitch. And that is low, ball 4, and Franzen lost Bittison. After getting ahead 0-2, it's a leadoff walk. And it'll bring up this catcher in Jesus Galiz. Galiz wears number 44 on the back of his jersey. Lefty-righty matchup. As a hole on the right side of the diamond, as the first baseman Bencourt covering the bag, and the count at 1-0 to Galiz. Franzen, his most previous outing, came on April 11th on the home opener for the Grizzlies against the Stockton Ports. End up picking up the loss, as that's a fly ball to left field. E.J. Andrews Jr. racing back on the track, and that ball is gone. 2-run homer for Jesus Galiz, and it's 2-0 Quakes. Third homer allowed by Fresno pitching this season. That is the first homer allowed by Fresno starting pitching. And just like that, it's 2-0. That ball got out of here in a hurry. And just like that, the Quakes have a 2-0 lead as here comes the right fielder in Juan Alonso. So Franzen, his last out against Stockton, 4 innings, 4 hits, 3 runs all earned. He walked 2 and struck out 4. This is his first start against the Quakes in his second professional season. Last season, started his professional career with the ACL Rockies, appearing in 1 game out of the bullpen. Went 1 inning, faced 4 batters. The only batter that reached came on a hit-by-pitch. Here's the first pitch to Alonso, and that is outside for a ball to count at 1-0. Selected by the Rockies in the 12th round in his junior season out of Portland, the University of Portland, has swung on and missed. And the count at 1-1. He's the second pitcher from Portland to be drafted in that 2022 draft, joining Brett Gillis, who went to the Houston Astros in the 6th round. As that pitch is outside, and the count at 2-1. Spent 3 years with the Pilots at the University of Portland, going 7-9 with a 4.75 ERA. As that is a called strike, the count at 2-2. Made 40 appearances as a starter and a reliever. Recorded 151 strikeouts in 138.1 career innings. As that's a chopper to the shortstop, Ritter. Ritter over to Betancourt, and Alonso is retired. 6-3 on the putout. And here comes the DH in Jorge Puerta. In 2022, Franzen made 7 starts over 18 outings, going 2-5 with a 5.16 ERA at the University of Portland. Struck out a personal college best 69 batters in 2022, finished 6th in the West Coast Conference, and K per 9 at 10.47. As the first pitch to Puerta is low on the count of 1-0. Here's the next pitch. And it is high in the count now at 2-0. Pitched a couple seasons with the Ports. His first year in 2020 as the 2-0 is not a strike either. In the count now at 3-0. As Franzen not looking for a second walk this inning. 2-0 our score here in the bottom of the second. Quakes lead. Here's the 3-0. And that pitch is high. Ball 4. And a 1-out walk to Puerta. Second walk issued by Franzen. As we'll bring up the first baseman in Dayton Dooney. Franzen attended West Lynn High School in West Lynn, Oregon. In his senior year, threw a no-hitter in the second round of the Oregon Class 6A state playoffs versus Bend. And if you listen to the pregame show, West Lynn won on a walk-off single in the 7th, 1-0. One of Caleb Franzen's best friends. He allowed 1 walk and struck out 7. Here comes his first pitch to Dooney, and it's a ball in the count of 1-0, and Franzen trying to find the strike zone here. His control is considered well above average, but 5 straight misses for the lefty, and Franzen now deals a strike in the count of 1-1. Lanky Bill with a funky arm slot, but starting here for Fresno, and we'll see what his future projects to be. Could be a starter, could be a long-term reliever. But a very, very good kid, as here comes the 1-1 from Franzen. And it's a high fly ball to right field. Robbie Martin racing back on it. He is shy of the warning track. He'll reach up and make the play. Second out of the inning as Dooney's retired. He'll bring up the shortstop, Jose Azara. 2-0 our score here in the bottom of the second. Quakes lead here at Lone Mart Field. And the last thing, in college, had gone on a cruise with his family. There were really no weights for him to use over winter break, so he just stretched, and he came back throwing 5 miles per hour harder. He said it really changed his college career, and his coach is asking, what happened on that cruise? And he just said, I stretched. It's all it takes sometimes, a little bit of stretching. 1-1, no strikes to the shortstop, Izara. As here comes the 1-0. And that pitch is high, the count at 2-0. Runner at first, 2 outs. Franzen losing a lot of control this inning. He's at 33 pitches. Here's the next pitch, and it's a ground ball to the second baseman, Mendez. Mendez will go to the back for the easy put out to end the inning. We head to the third, not before, a 2-run homer by Rancho's Jesus Galiz. We head to the third, 2-0 Rancho. We're listening to Grizzlies Baseball on stream, guys, FresnoGrizzlies.com and the Bally Live app.
Take your fuel-efficient Toyota to the next level with a fresh set of new tires and get the fourth for only $1. Not only will new tires maximize the MPG of your Toyota, but they'll also help you stay safe out there on the open road. Experience peace of mind and savings today. For a limited time at your local Toyota dealer, when you buy 3 new tires, you'll get the fourth for only $1. So stop by your local Toyota dealer now. Toyota, let's go places. Restrictions apply. Toyota and Scion vehicles only. See participating Toyota dealers for details. Offer ends May 1st.
There's a weekend in July where the baseball world revolves around a village in upstate New York. Baseball Hall of Fame Induction Weekend in Cooperstown is an unforgettable experience filled with family-friendly activities and priceless moments. Make your plans today for July 21st through the 24th for the induction of Fred McGriff and Scott Rowland as the class of 2023. Visit baseballhall.org today for the entire schedule. See you in Cooperstown, where the journey becomes legend.
Welcome back to Lone Mart Field here in Rancho Cucamonga, California. We are in the top of the third. 2-0 Quakes lead the Grizzlies. The Grizzlies have 2 hits so far. And it'll be 9-1-2 in the Grizzlies lineup. Luis Mendez, Andy Perez, and Cody Huff. And Luis Mendez was fantastic during the series against Stockton. Mendez was 5-for-11, 455 clip with 2 doubles, 1 RBI, 8 runs, 9 walks, and 1 stolen base during that series against Stockton. And Mendez scored the winning run on a wild pitch in the bottom of the 11th on Sunday for the Grizzlies' 12-11 victory over the Ports. First pitch to Mendez is outside for a ball, and the count at 1-0 from the righty in Peyton Martin. We are here at Lone Mart Field in Rancho Cucamonga, California, as that's a ground ball to the shortstop. Izarra over to first base, gets Mendez by a step for the out. Goes 6-3 on the putout. Great fielding there from Izarra using his glove there. And the count, or that'll be the first out. We'll bring up Andy Perez, who was 0-for-1. He flew out back in the first inning. Well, Lone Mart Field in Rancho Cucamonga, California, beautiful ballpark. Second time I've had a chance to visit this place. The Grizzlies were here last year in July, right before the All-Star break. The Grizzlies lost 5 out of 6 here last season, as that pitch is low. The count at 1-0. I think the team was a little bit tired as they were heading to the All-Star break. But the Grizzlies took 5 out of 6 at Chuck Chansey Park. So the team's 6-6 last year, as that pitch is off the glove of the pitcher. And that's going to be a single for Perez. A hard chopper back to the pitcher, Martin. It bounced off his glove, and Doncone coming in could not get there in time. So Perez reaches base. So with one out, here comes the catcher in Cody Huff. So Perez reaches base. But Lone Mart Field, very grateful for all the hospitality here so far. As here's the pitch, and it's outside, and there goes Perez, and the throw is low, but the one bouncer is in there, and Perez is swiped down at second base for the second out. So Perez caught stealing for the second out, and all of a sudden now Huff behind 1-0. By the way, that Perez hit was a single, third hit for Fresno. But now with two away, Huff now is going to have to find something here. Grizzlies trail 2-0 here in the third. As that's a high fly ball to left field. That ball is going to stay in the park, though. It will be the left fielder, Bittison, and he'll reach up and make the catch. We'll talk a little bit more about Lone Mart Field when we come back. We head to the bottom of the third. Grizzlies trail 2-0. You're listening to Grizzlies Baseball on Stream Guys, FresnoGrizzlies.com, and the Bally Live app.
Baseball fans, introducing Bally Live. The only app where minor league baseball fans can score major rewards. When you stream your favorite teams live, you'll score rewards. When you chat with friends during a watch party, you'll score rewards. And when you test your skills at trivia, you'll score rewards. Being a fan of minor leagues has never been so rewarding. So what are you waiting for? Download Bally Live for free from the app or Play Store and start scoring rewards today.
Win a share of $46,000 every week. And on April 28th, the luckiest cat around will win a share of $47,600 or a new Camaro.
That is one classy chest.
Only at Chuck Chansey Gold Resort and Casino.
Feel the fun.
Take your fuel-efficient Toyota to the next level with a fresh set of new tires and get the fourth for only $1. Not only will new tires maximize the MPG of your Toyota, but they'll also help you stay safe out there on the open road. Experience peace of mind and savings today. For a limited time at your local Toyota dealer, when you buy 3 new tires, you'll get the fourth for only $1. So stop by your local Toyota dealer now. Toyota, let's go places. Restrictions apply. Toyota and Scion vehicles only. See participating Toyota dealers for details. Offer ends May 1st.
Welcome back to Education Day here at Lone Mart Field. We are in the bottom of the third. 2-0 Grizzlies trail the Quakes. As it will be the leadoff for the Quakes in Doncone, and then Chris Newell, and Kyle Nevin. So 1-2-3 against the left-hander and Caleb Franzen. Franzen's only allowed one hit. It was a 2-run homer by Jesus Galiz back in the second. First pitch to Doncone is inside, and the count at 1-0. So we're talking about Lone Mart Field, beautiful ballpark. 3:30 to left field as that pitch is swung on a miss. You see a lot of signage all around their walls as well. 401 to dead center, and then to right field 330 as well. They have a manual scoreboard out in left center field. Gives you the speed and also gives you a little bit of the score as well. And then their big scoreboard out in right field, right center field as well. As here comes the 1-2, and it's fouled to the backstop. See the player's headshot with their name as well. You'll see the count and, of course, the big line score. Grizzlies, 3-0 across the first, second, and third inning so far. As that's a high chopper. Franzen off the mound. We'll let that ball go foul. And the count will remain 1-2. It was an off-speed pitch from the lefty and Franzen. Franzen's been somewhat efficient. A little bit of some issues with control back in the second inning, but getting some work in here. Pitching coach Mark Brewer back in the Grizzlies dugout. It's nice to see Mark. Didn't get a chance to talk to him prior to the game, but did see him as well walking around getting some work with the pitchers. So he looks in as his left-hander continues to work. Here comes the 1-2, and that is fouled off. Back at Lone Mart Field, though, blue seats a little bit of everywhere. It's filled in nicely for some Tuesday morning baseball. Kids all over the field as well. Kids sitting right in front of the broadcast booth. Here comes the 1-2, and that pitch is inside. The count now at 2-2. Smaller dugouts, but you can see both teams on the edge of the dugouts watching both their teams play. As that bat goes flying, almost hits the on-deck circle batter in Newell. That ball was a pop-up, and it was caught by Bencourt for the first out. That was almost super dangerous. That's the second time we've seen a bat fly over the past couple of games. So Doncone is retired as we bring up the center fielder Newell, who almost became a victim of a bat. Here's the pitch from Franzen, and Newell fouls it off. John Shoemaker, the manager, is the first base coach. As the count is 0-1, that ball going into right field. So the right fielder, Martin, is going to go make sure he throws it back into the Grizzlies' dugout. So Bencourt made the play, so one away against Chris Newell. Three home runs for Newell, 924 OPS, a 257 batting average. Friends and wines and deals. And it's an off-speed pitch on the inner half of the plate. And they count at 1-1. Noel was number 9 on the back of his jersey. Here comes the pitch, and it swung on and missed. The count of 1-2. A beautiful ballpark here at Lone Mart Field. Couple tiers as well. Great concessions here at the ballpark. As here comes the 1-2. And it swung on and missed. Franzen picks up his first strikeout of the morning. And he'll bring up the third baseman, Kyle Nevin. So Newell down on strikes as here's Nevin. Nevin, a groundout victim back in the first inning. Takes his hacks here. Bottom of the third, 2-0 Quakes. They lead the Grizzlies. As that's a line drive, base hit to center, or to left, and Nevin is on. So a two-out single. Only the second hit for the Quakes. That was a bring of the left fielder, Nick Bittison. So Nevin now continues his hit streak to 9 games. So he has hit safely in 9 straight games. Very tough to do, but early on in the season, you'd always like to see that batting average high. As that pitch is a line drive right to the third baseman, Perez, who did not even have to move. Franzen leaves the runner stranded. We head to the top of the fourth, 2-0 Quakes. You're listening to Grizzlies Baseball on Stream Guys, FreslerGrizzlies.com, and the Bally Live app.
There's a weekend in July where the baseball world revolves around a village in upstate New York. Baseball Hall of Fame Induction Weekend in Cooperstown is an unforgettable experience filled with family-friendly activities and priceless moments. Make your plans today for July 21st through the 24th for the induction of Fred McGriff and Scott Rowland as the class of 2023. Visit baseballhall.org today for the entire schedule. See you in Cooperstown, where the journey becomes legend.
They say consistency is the key to success. They weren't wrong. So how about grabbing a beer that's consistently smooth, consistently refreshing, and consistently light? You might just find that the road to success can be pretty enjoyable. Michelob Ultra, the perfect balance of taste and refreshment, and only 2.6 carbs and 95 calories. It's only worth it if you enjoy it. Enjoy responsibly. Anheuser-Busch Michelob Ultra Light Beer, St. Louis, Missouri.
Don't miss one of the biggest events ever at Chuck Chansey Park as Taco Truck Throwdown presents Tequila Fest. It's all going down Saturday, May 20th in downtown Fresno, featuring headliners T.I., Rick Ross, and Lil Jon. You do not want to miss the biggest tequila festival in the state with tastings, food trucks, vendors, and much, much more. With an event this big, it's no surprise tickets are going fast. So grab yours now at TequilaFestFresno.com or by visiting the Chuck Chansey Park ticket office.
Welcome back to Rancho Cucamonga, California, at Lone Mart Field. The Quakes lead the Grizzlies 2-0 as we head to the top of the fourth. We have a new Quakes pitcher. It's the right-hander, number 27, Jared Karros. The right-hander is 6'7", 195 pounds, a 16th-round draft pick back in 2022. Born on November 16, 2000, he went to UCLA, and he's from Manhattan Beach, California. It's a familiar area for the right-hander, Karros, as he will take on 3-4-5 in the Grizzlies lineup. It's Betancourt, first pitch swinging to the third baseman in Nevin, and Nevin retires Betancourt. 5-3 on the putouts will bring up the center fielder, Jesus Bouguereau. Bouguereau, a ground-out victim, back in the second inning. Les Provence Apartment Homes at the Dominion is raising the standards where people live, work, and play. As the first pitch of Bouguereau is in the dirt. Located at 1325 East Fox Hill Drive, Les Provence is one of Fresno's most luxurious 1- and 2-bedroom apartments. Visit their website at leprovenceapts.com and come to discover the provincial lifestyle that is waiting for you. And we thank Les Provence Apartments and Mingo Abbott for being a proud sponsor of your Fresno Grizzlies here in the top of the fourth. 2-0 the count to Bouguereau as that pitch is taken all the way. A fastball that darts on the inner half of the plate. The count at 2-1. So Bouguereau trying to get something going here. As that pitch is in the dirt, did he go? No, says the first base umpire. The count at 3-1. Tatum Littleton, the bases umpire, as David Sabal is behind the plate calling balls and strikes. As here comes the 3-1, as that is foul. And the count now full, 3-2 to Jesus Bouguereau. Bouguereau in center field for the Grizzlies today. He's been a consistent starter for Fresno, as that pitch again is fouled off, and we'll do it again, 3-2. Bouguereau is 5'10", 180 pounds, 21 years old, from Ciudad PR, Venezuela. International free agent in 2018, as that pitch is a little nubber, and it's going to get to center field for a base hit. Just over the second baseman Don Cohn's head. And a one-out single for Bouguereau. The Grizzlies are going to try to start something here. Fourth hit for Fresno. And here comes the shortstop in Ryan Ritter. Ritter, a flyout victim. His first time up, as here comes the first pitch from the right-hander. As that's a ground ball, this could be two. It goes off the shortstop's glove. That goes into left field. Going to third base is Bouguereau. Great base running from the center fielder. It is going to be an error officially. So Ritter reaches. Bouguereau goes all the way to third base. That would have been a tailor-made double play. And instead now the Grizzlies have runners at the corners with only one out. As here's the DH and Jake.